Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
This is the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group. Of course, as always, serving you in Northwest Arkansas. Check him and his firm out online at mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. And David, today I want to talk about a, rather important question that people should be asking and often do ask. I think we get a lot of questions from listeners about this, and that is when to retire. People want to know how they can determine when it will be safe for them to retire. So do you find that most people are aiming for a certain age or a dollar amount in their accounts?
In my experience, most people are aiming for a certain age, you know, that I want to retire when I'm 55 or I want to retire when I'm 60, 62, 65, whatever the number may be. Most people, in my experience, don't tend to think of it as in terms of, well, I want to retire when I hit a certain dollar figure. We certainly do see those people as well, of course. But, you know, to answer your question, the rule of thumb would be it's more about an age. But, you know, what should they be asking maybe is the real question we should ask. So, It should be, you know, at what income can I retire? When can I retire at an income level that I would feel comfortable with? So if you have a lifestyle of, say, $100,000 a year income, then the real question you should be asking is, when can I retire and have a $100,000 a year lifestyle adjusted for inflation? Because you got to adjust for inflation. And of course, taxes need to come into the equation as well, which we take all those factors into account for you. But really, the question is, when can I retire at X amount of income per year and keep pace with inflation? So, and we do have a process to help people figure that out. And I've alluded to it on several of the shows that we've done, you know, over the past several months on this podcast. And that is, we do a thorough retirement analysis on everyone who comes in the door. We take into it, we'll have you fill out a sheet that takes into account, obviously, your age, what assets you've accumulated at this point in time, whether they be IRA or 401k or non-IRA or whatever it is. And then at what age, what target age would you like to retire at, or what target retirement income would you like to retire with? And then we do the work. We kind of work backwards to figure out the problem, to figure out, well, what is the soonest that you could retire with that income, and what kind of rate of return is necessary to get us from where you are to where you want to be? Because, you know, on one level, this whole financial planning, retirement planning process is not all that complicated. There's certainly a lot of things that are complicated about it, but if you really boil it down to its core, it's in many ways no more complicated than knowing where you are and knowing where you want to be and plotting a chart to get there. So, for example, we're here in Northwest Arkansas. If we want to drive from here to Dallas, we'd figure out, you know, what's the safest route. And we say, well, what time do we need to be in Dallas by? Well, if we need to be there in an hour and it's a 5-hour drive away, we're probably not realistically going to be able to accomplish that, or not going to be able to accomplish it very safely, right? Because it's not doable unless we get in a jet. And even then, you know, with the airport times, we're not going to arrive there in an hour, right? So we have to have realistic goals of where we're going to get to and by when we're going to get there. But basically, if we were charting a course from here to Dallas, we would say, what's the safest route to get there? It's going to take me X amount of time to get there, and you figure out the safest speed at which you can travel and safely get there on time, right? It's the same thing with retirement planning. Where are you today? So where you are today, your financial GPS position, so to speak, is your age, your assets accumulated up to this point in time, other sources of income that we know you're going to have in the future, such as perhaps Social Security or a pension. Those are all factors that basically tell us where you are today. And then, where do you want to be at some point in time in the future? At what age are you going to retire, and what income level are you going to retire with? That helps us determine what trajectory you need to be on. In other words, what kind of rate of savings do you need to target per month or per year to get there? What kind of rate of return on those savings do you need to achieve average per year between now and then to get to that target destination? And then once we figure out that rate of return necessary, that really tells us how much risk you're going to need to take to achieve it, right? If we want to get to Dallas in 3.5 hours, we might have to drive at 100 miles an hour to get there. Well, that's not very safe. I guess technically it's doable, but odds are high that you might have an accident or get a ticket. But, you know, so we would figure out what's the what's the most comfortable speed that we can travel with to keep your risk as close to zero and still arrive at the target destination on time. Make sense?
Yeah, I think so. So it sounds like you need to have realistic goals, and you can't get to Dallas in 3.5 hours unless you're just booking it, and that's not the smartest thing that you could do. It has a lot of risk involved, as you said. So I'd be curious to hear a story about someone who came in, went through this process, and then realized that maybe their goals weren't as realistic as they thought, and maybe they needed to keep working a little longer than they had originally thought.
Yeah, I've seen several situations like that. To be honest with you, though, I don't see that often. I mean, every now and then I'll have to tell someone, hey, you're going to have to work, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 years longer than you anticipated. But I, honestly, as a rule of thumb, for whatever reason, it's usually the reverse. In fact, a lot of times I'm able to tell people, hey, you're in better shape than you perhaps realized that you were in. You can probably get there sooner than you thought. Again, not always. And perhaps that's just because people tend to come in with more of a pessimist, or maybe they want to, maybe they don't want to seem like they have some crazy unrealistic expectation, so they naturally set their what age they say they want to retire at a later date than what they're really targeting, because they're not sure if they can really make it and they don't want to be told, you can't get there from here. So for whatever reason, my experience in the last 12 years has been more often than not, I'm able to tell people that they can retire when they're hoping to retire by. The real question is, at what level of risk, you know, how steep is that hill going to be that they have to climb to try to retire when they want to retire by? So for example, if you're 50 years old, you want to retire at 60, and, you know, if we drive at a 3% per year rate of return pace, we're not going to be able to retire on time, right? We're 5 hours away from Dallas and we want to get there in 4 hours. We're not going to be able to get there unless we drive at break the speed limit just a little bit, right? So in terms of financial planning, where you are today and how fast you want to get to your destination determines the rate of speed that you're going to have to travel, which in finance is the rate of return. The higher the rate of return, just like in driving a car, the higher the speed, the higher the risk of either an accident or a ticket. So what we show people is what kind of risk they're going to have to take to achieve their target retirement date. So we work backwards to figure out the solution. We say, well, if you want to retire 10 years from now and you've already got nearly enough money to retire today, you can almost put it in cruise. And your main objective at that point is to minimize risk. And so we would, because you've got it made, it's like having a big lead in the fourth quarter of a game. If you've got it made, your main objective at that point is just to not blow the lead. And so you take a very conservative approach, right? So with finance, if you've got it made, we show you, hey, you can be very, very conservative. We can put your money in zero to low risk investment vehicles and you'll retire when you want to. Or more often the rule is someone needs to shoot for that 6 to 7% rate of return, which involves some degree of risk, but we show them using a combination of annuities, hedged equity, options trading strategies, and certain unique things that are available only through Mach 1. We show them how they can potentially achieve those goals with as close to zero risk as possible, how they can achieve that slightly higher speed, so to speak, without getting a ticket, let's say. Make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes pretty good sense. Now, do you have a specific story by chance of someone who came in and went through that scenario with you and maybe found out they were in better shape than they thought?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I mean, just a recent example, I just thought of this one because this is one of the most recent ones that I did. You know, a client, first names, Warren and Tammy, and they were wanting to retire at about 58 years of age. Weren't sure if they were going to be able to afford to do that based on inflation and taxes and, you know, a host of other factors. So, you know, I went through the normal planning process with them. I had them fill out a data sheet where we collected, you know, how much Social Security income are they going to have in the future? When are they going to collect Social Security? In fact, you know, in most cases, the person's answer is, well, I don't know when we should collect. Should we turn it on at 62 or 66 or 70 or whatever? Part of our process is we help you figure out what's the optimal age to collect for you and your spouse based on your retirement objectives. So, you know, based on their longevity and how much they had accumulated and when they were going to retire and so forth, we were able to do the retirement analysis. And we looked at a scenario where it said, well, what if they turn on Social Security at 62? What if they do it at 66? What if it's at 70? And the numbers came out that the money lasted the longest if they waited till 70, which is oftentimes the case, but not always. It depends on, like I said, it depends on a number of factors. So anyway, they came in, they weren't sure if they were able to retire. We were able to help them figure out not only when they should collect Social Security, but we're also able to answer their question that they had about, can I afford to retire at age 58 based on how much I've accumulated to this point? And by the way, I forgot to mention they're currently roughly age 50 at the time. So they're 7-8 years away from retirement. And bottom line is, yeah, I was able to show them, even with a, in their situation, even with a pretty conservative rate of return of, I think we came up with, it looks like we came up with the target rate of return of 5% in their scenario. Even if they only average about a 5% per year average annual rate of return, they should be able to comfortably retire at 58 at their desired lifestyle. They're, you know, they spend roughly $100,000 a year. So they have a lifestyle of about $100,000 a year after tax. And they can afford to retire at 58, which is when they were hoping to retire, and have that $100,000 a year lifestyle, and even keep up with inflation. We assume about a 3.5% per year inflation rate, and their money will realistically last through age 100 in that scenario. So then, if we're able to determine that 5% a year does it, then the name of the game becomes, well, how do we get 5% a year or better with as close to zero risk of loss, right? That's the idea of how do we, again, to use the driving analogy, how do we drive from here to Dallas as safe as possible and get there at such and such a time? So in this case, the speed of at which they need to travel is 5% a year or greater. So how do we get 5% a year or greater with as close to zero risk as possible? So then I put a portfolio together for them that showed them the optimal combination to achieve a 5% rate of return with the optimal combination of annuities, indexed annuities, hedged equity strategies, what we call a high probability option trading strategies, and certain tactical trading strategies that we use. So blending those all together, we have a certain known downside risk. And just as importantly, we have a certain, you know, expected rate of average rate of return to that portfolio. So that's what we were able to do for Warren and Tammy. And they walked out the door knowing that they, you know, feeling good because they knew that they could retire when they wanted to with a pretty, you know, achievable target rate of return.
And I think that's important to note, David, is that there is an attainable goal that's out there with the proper plan. And so if you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'd like to retire early, or maybe I've got a specific date that I'm trying to retire, I would encourage you to give David and his team at Mach 1 Financial Group a call. 479-876-2100 is the number. Come in for a visit and learn how you too can experience a meaningful retirement and get some realistic expectations about what that will look like. That number to call is 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. This has been the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.